work. The American people are frustrated that things aren't getting...
Did you know Congressman Mike Kaufman is on the House Problem Solvers Caucus? Did you know there was such a thing? Well, one big problem of late has been a lack of bipartisanship, certainly. And Congressman Kaufman says he wants to change that. He joins us live to talk more about what he's proposing. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
First off, you've been in office for several terms. Has the partisan bickering gotten worse in that time?
Oh, I think it's been bad. It's been bad for a while. And it's just got to change. I mean, historically, obviously... Things have been very polarized in Washington for a long time. There's been gridlock. The American people are frustrated that things aren't getting done. And so there's a group of Republicans and Democrats that have come together and try to bridge the partisan divide in Washington, D.C.
How exactly are you going to go about doing that, Congressman?
Well, we're going to change the rules. I think right now there's way too much power concentrated in way too few hands. And this is sort of akin to what Colorado did back in 1988 when they passed the gavel amendment, give a vote to every legislator. It was a constitutional amendment, and it dramatically changed the political environment in our state legislature. And we've never had a reform like that in the Congress of the United States. And so what this will do is it will open up the process. It will say, hey, if there is a certain level of support for a bill, that leadership from either party cannot block it from coming to the floor for a vote. And so we've got reforms like that that are important. I think that the stars have sort of lined up. I think whether Republicans or Democrats control the House, I think it's going to be fairly close after the next election. And there will be a vote for the Speaker of the House. And those of us that believe in these reforms are pledging that we will not support a speaker from whatever party until we get these reforms enacted.
Will it give the party not in power more of a voice?
It will. But it will also give members like myself a voice. It's frustrating for me to be at the mercy of a committee chairman, to be at the mercy of the Speaker of the House when there are solutions out there, like on immigration reform, like on health care, that maybe you're not going to get a good partisan solution, but there's a good bipartisan solution out there.
Speaking of trying to fix things, you've been very vociferous in sometimes your frustration with the VA. You were out here last week for the ribbon cutting. You're holding Robert Wilkie's feet to the fire. Any progress on that, on getting some of those changes taken place?
Oh, we're going to meet, and I'm going to certainly relay to him in no uncertain terms that for senior leaders, like the individual who was responsible for this fiasco that is still at the VA, that was thrown off the project by the Army Corps of Engineers when I led that effort to get them on, and that we stripped the Army Corps of Engineers of their, we stripped the VA of their construction management authority to ever build another hospital again without using a third party like the Army Corps of Engineers. Yet that person that's the director of construction and facilities management for the Department of Veterans Affairs is still there. He's got to clean house at the top. People like that, if we have documented failures, need to go across the board. And if he's not going to do that, no matter what he says, no matter what he does, he will fail. And this administration will fail. This president will fail to meet his promises to the men and women who have served this country in uniform.
Yeah. All right, Congressman Kaufman, we'll run at that. Thanks for the few minutes, as always. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.